Talking today with J.D. Alexander, incoming president, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. J.D., as we think about this last year, very tumultuous year, some good things happening, some tough things happening for the cattle business. All in all, if you were given it a grade, how would you grade this last year?
Yeah, I would say it was a B. You know, I've always been one to say it's never perfect and it's never really bad. So I would say we're really doing quite well, and we had some great victories last year. You know, we've really had the momentum moving. We were able to do some things with the gypsy rule to put a brakes on it. EPA was overstepping their boundaries in a lot of areas. We're able to succumb some of the dust issues. DOT and wanting to make every producer out there have to have a commercial driver's license, and many, many more. It was a good year, and we're going to keep the momentum going.
Of course, when we talk about the marketing of our beef, we did really some extraordinary things, both 2010, but especially 2011 overseas.
You know, the free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, South Korea, tremendous. We've been working on those for a long time, and it was great to see them finally come to fruition. But our work's not done. You know, we're going to continue to do that, and I'm a firm believer in world marketing of beef as our potential is out there. We want to be the center of the protein plate around the world, and with the growing population, which we are all understanding and seeing, there's going to be a lot of mouths to feed.
You're going to be presiding over a cattle industry that is one of the smallest in many decades. Cattle inventory report just out. Beef cow numbers are down. Overall cattle numbers are down. Some of that's drought. There's some other factors too. But how do we get some momentum back and start crawling back up on the number of beef cows again?
Interesting scenario, and I just thought of it right now. This is the lowest number of the cattle herd in my lifetime. So I'm telling you a little bit of when I was born. But it is. It's interesting is to think now in over 50 years that we're at some of the lowest numbers. I think you hit it on the head. Several issues. I think number one probably was the drought, and we've seen a lot of movement of that. The other thing, it's tremendous markets. These are all-time record prices for a lot of the segments of the industry. We've never seen these prices before. When things are good, you keep moving, you make some profit, and keep going. You know, I don't know what we're going to see in the future. I think eventually the market will take care of itself. We can't force the market. You can't try and influence it. The market will take care of itself, and eventually down the road, we'll work ourselves out of it. And unfortunately, probably at some time, it's going to be some, you know, circling the wagons and having to contract a little bit as far as what individuals are doing. But we'll let the market take place and make sure that we've got hopefully a great demand to keep it a market out there.
Now, 2012, an election year, both the congressional elections, presidential election. Your organization has always been pretty engaged as far as encouraging your members to really step up, to ask questions, to be advocates for the candidate of their choice. How important is this election to the cattle industry?
I would venture to say this election is the most critical one in my lifetime. And I won't speak for other people, but, you know, I've been around quite a while. And from what I've seen that's happened and with our government or our businesses over the last several years, it's very critical that we know what's going to happen. And we encourage our people to look at the candidates, evaluate how they will implement things that will affect your business and your and my bottom line. So I think it's very critical. You know, we've seen some government has gotten bigger. And I tell you, that in my estimation is very dangerous. You know, we're out there to operate, make a profit, make a good product out there to move all over the world. And so this is... The agencies in Washington, D.C. have a big effect on what's going to happen with our industry. So it's a very critical election, and encourage our members to look closely at their future.
Hard to believe, but a year ago, as you were getting into the officer chain, we saw, or you had maybe, a year under your belt as in the officer chain at that point, we had some serious issues within the industry, within the organizations, between this between your organization and CBA, Cattlemen's Beef Board. There were some outside groups that were really wanting to weigh in as well. It looks like it's better now, inside or outside looking in. What is your take?
I would say that's definitely the answer. We did have some tumultuous times, different opinions on different issues and directions to go. But I would say right now we've got our communications up and running as better as we've ever been with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You know, I'm the first to say we are a very proud contractor and the biggest contractor of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And that's not by mistake. You know, we have professional people that we've hired. We've assembled a team that's second to none to really get the message out about our product and build demand. And that's what we're all about. The checkoff is really a demand-building item that we want to continue and want to be the lead contractor on. You know, we've done this for many years. We've got all different levels of educated people, from doctors to masters to PhDs to all across the board, that are really working hard on these programs. And they're professionals. You know, we take this very seriously, and the future, I think, is going to be even better with the getting along of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Incoming president for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, J.D. Alexander, out of the state of Nebraska. Here in Nashville, the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, Ron Hayes on OklahomaFarmReport.com.